and welcome to this week's edition of Situational Awareness. I'm your host, Mark. I play Glebnor, and I'm joined, as always, by the Chaos Crew and our fabulous DM. Let's go around the horn.
I'm Howard playing Toluga.
Eric playing Cosmo.
Rich playing Theo.
Ryan playing everyone else.
Well, that was a fun one, huh?
What a hoot!
Good combat round.
Yeah.
That was fun. I really like Theater of the Mind combat. I feel like it just moves so quick.
It does, yeah. I mean, I like mapping out stuff on a board.
Yeah.
But both have their merits.
You guys are snacking pretty hard over there. What's going on here?
Just trail wouldn't open. Magic trail like locked up.
Yeah. Magic plus three.
Magic was trying to open.
Trail mix.
Right. Sorry.
We can't give away our.
I was going to make fun of that brand too.
Enough.
Never.
The Crystal Devil at 105 hit points.
That's why. Jesus Christ.
You guys are starting to do like real damage, so I have to kind of.
Fair enough.
This thing actually had 100. I think it was like 102 to start, and I was like, "That's stupid. I'm making 105."
Yeah, it's a dumb number.
But it was actually it worked out perfect because by that like very small adjustment, he only had 2 hit points left when you smashed him with an electric guitar and killed him.
And then we then got to smite all those stupid crystals.
Yeah, yep.
Giving us a box of crystals.
This was a cool little stat block. I didn't like use it fully because it would have been more annoying. I just wanted to have. A monster that had crystal things, basically.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Crystalline Devil. It could have summoned more of them, but that would have just been like a slog.
More of with that same HP.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise. Yeah, that would have been tough. We were close to going down on that one.
Yeah, he had summoned Devil once a day. He has a 25% chance of summoning another Crystal Devil. I could have like rolled, but I was like, that's stupid. I'm just going to keep spraying you guys with crystal shards.
I can't believe you guys went for jump in the hole.
Yeah,
I was like, this is a stupid idea. I'm gonna put it out there.
It's funny.
Yeah, it's funny. It got us out quick.
Yeah,
because you can fucking schmoove
it like really. It made it easier for me as a DM because I was like, oh, I want to get to like we're kind of wrapping things up. I was like, oh yeah, you can fly through the alleyways at full speed with everyone in your pocket.
Hell yeah.
I'll let that happen.
Dash.
Does the gem still have the license plate in it that I imbued with Bleebly religion?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did Kiki sit on that?
What are you, the checkpoint guard?
Yes.
Let me roll a d20.
For Kiki what? Not.
Just seeing if Kiki sat on it.
Her cloaca remains intact.
Her cloaca is fine, thank you. Yeah, when you guys shoved the crystal back, it would have like been on the bottom end and rolled onto it.
So it's embedded all the way in.
It's part of the crystal now.
Does that mean Bleebly is pouring into the crystal?
There's a little fucking.
I did channel the
gun.
License plate with religion.
This is why you listen to Situational Awareness, people.
Are you guys like going the route of Krizik to try and imbue this crystal?
Never.
All right.
We would never use.
No,
it
we aren't
going to
do it for that. I just think it would be hilarious that she just constantly hears like ambient rock and gunshots.
The emerald eye I was really trying to get you with. It's like I was trying to pull you so you would get close enough because it had like such a short range.
Yeah.
But it would have hit you with this like psychic lash attack.
Was that another example of me clocking exactly what you had in mind by
I mean you
the
just
misty
like,
step
was it was
clutch.
Really yeah, smart because you were like, okay, I'm being dragged towards something. Don't want that to happen.
Yeah.
But teleporting away, I was not expecting. That was super smart.
Yeah. Well, so
To dispel it.
Yeah.
That was, I'm like, I'm going to lay it all out. I think someone's going to figure out that's the way to deal with this problem. Right, cool. But that was perfect.
Right on.
I thought it'd be funny to be like, oh, okay, like the way to get rid of Krizik is you have to overload them with rock.
Yeah.
And blue, blue.
That was just a fun combat. This is mostly a combat episode.
Yeah.
You guys kind of crush it. We got some magic weapons and armor and stuff on the table. I was like, you really don't need a new magic item, but I was like, an apartment's hilarious.
Yeah,
you just have a small studio apartment.
Yeah, I don't want to be living under that bloodsucker, literally.
Glebnor, I was like, I know for you, I was like, you have an uneven dexterity and constitution score. So it's like, but at the same time, you want that strength up. And I was like, this is an item to kind of patch that up until you want to hit it. So
that as soon as you said it would bring my strength up, that's immediately what I thought of. I go, perfect. Dex and Connor going up next.
Yeah.
Let's get some nice even numbers.
Exactly. And then I think I was talking to Rich about it a little bit, where I was like, it's the only thing that's tough about this particular combination of classes and like your group is like no one has like a really high wisdom or intelligence score.
What are you talking
so about? So like so much of this game, it feels like, is like perception, survival, investigation. It's like I'm always asking for those.
Yeah.
So I was like, this will bump you guys up a little bit. I think the Tome of Understanding is like, it doesn't let you use it more than once. So I was like, that's stupid. I'm going to charge it up with three of them. I think we've done a pretty good job setting up the Battle of the Bands, I think, in this arc.
Yeah.
I think we've kind
I'm
of
so excited.
It's all leading up.
I have no idea how it's going to work.
Yeah, no, I don't. No.
Oh, you don't.
Okay. I've got a loosey-goosey outline. You see, the one thing I really do like about how chaotic and insane this group is you guys just want to do improv every time, which is what I also want to be doing, which makes my prep a lot easier because I'm just building bones and letting you guys pick what you do, kind of. So
yeah, right on.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know. I'm getting more and more comfortable DMing Theater of the Mind.
Yeah.
I'm an online DM most of the time. So like all my hours are in, you know, playing online, but
maps and
yeah.
Yeah.
This is nice though. It was quick. Yeah. You guys were like fighting together and everything too.
Hiding behind stuff so I can fix my gun.
Yeah.
Eating shit.
Just flip this table real quick.
Yeah.
Not being able to hit anything.
I'm so sorry. The dice gods were fickle today, Toluga. I don't know what happened.
Saving it for
the battle.
Nat 20 on the
the performance check.
On the fucking brown note.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what we'll set for the DC to make an entire crowd shit themselves. Yeah,
what was the range on that?
The range, you had me roll a D100.
I think so, yeah.
Which was what you had me do for gulp. So I assumed it would just follow the...
Unfortunately for me, not for you guys are performing in like a... amphitheater.
So everyone in the amphitheater will hear it.
Yeah, I kind of pictured it like a dwarven version of Red Rocks, where you guys will all be kind of like looking down on one.
It's gonna be a tidal wave.
Oh no, it's all gonna be flowing downward
like an avalanche of shit.
Yeah, you guys want to make sure the stage is reinforced. I don't know.
Let's put those like glass things up in front. The presidential reception.
Put you guys in like a little Pope mobile to play on.
Plope mobile.
Oh fuck, we gotta do a Plope mobile
and a Plope hat.
Yeah, Plope staff, which we might have in the bag.
I guess I can use a staff as a
quarter staff, can you?
Yeah, it's a +1 quarter staff. So if you wanted to use that, if you wanted to use that crystal staff as like just a quarter staff to hit people with, yeah.
Beware the might of blee blee, bonk.
Yeah, quick bonk. The nat 20 to trash the place was so funny to me.
Yeah, yeah. All the nat 20s to get.
It was so funny. And I love that you were like, you just smashing shit.
Yeah, fuck
like,
this place.
A part of me was like, yeah, I wonder if he's going to blow it up.
Did I have the capacity to blow it up?
I probably would have let you if you'd gotten crazy enough with it. But it was way 30. Funnier for me to just be like pushing stuff over and like kicking a trash can.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really funny.
Kicking a trash can. It's so dented.
But yeah, you guys are really like...
That would have negated all the graffiti.
Yeah. But yeah, you guys are so confrontational towards the Krizix. Like, they're going to be like...
They blew up our fucking home.
Well, they're afraid of us now. Because now whenever they see Bleebly or the symbol, they're just like...
Death and destruction are right behind.
I mean, it is now known that there is a heretical false god from the south who is like leading followers away from Krizix. So...
That's pretty metal.
Yeah. It's pretty rad.
Yeah. You look at it from that angle.
Yeah. I mean, it's like goofy as all this shit is, like, we're kind of still basically doing Dune.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
totally. Like, if we're being totally real here, like, not planned at all, but we kind of do have a bit of a Paul Atreides situation happening with Bleebly.
A couple of Bene Gesserits over here.
Yeah.
You know, whatever.
You guys are kind of just trying to start an insane jihad against Krizik.
They started it.
When do the sandworms come?
I mean,
they're going to be purple worms and they're in the Underdark, and I'm not looking forward to it, if I'm being honest.
That purple worm is like a CR18 or something crazy. That'll be for a while. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. Don't worry.
Yeah, when we come back to Slooble Drip at the end,
and I just turn into a giant fish, ride a giant worm.
Yeah, ride the purple worm.
Spice fish eat worms.
They do.
All right. I go back into Slooble Drip and I eat the giant worm.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that was. I don't know. Something so funny about how that combat went. Just like, I love the idea of you teleporting into a hallway and then looking up and just getting shredded by crystals.
Yeah, yeah.
What the?
I love the idea of like teleporting backwards, like knowing I need to and then still walking forward towards
the second it comes out of the mist, just walking right back.
These boots are made for walking.
I gotta go. That was a really good use of Misty Step. That yeah, like really, I was like, oh shit, yeah, that just works.
So yeah, so if I had gotten close enough, I was going to get mind whipped.
Yeah, if you had gotten within, I think, 10 feet of it, I would have hit you with some psychic bullshit. Yeah. Right. And it did a pretty good amount of damage. Here, we can do a little test roll.
No, I think I made out from that like pretty good in terms of, I only got hit once.
Yeah.
I got so many books to read. I still got the Dwarven book to learn Dwarvish.
You
got to
study up, boy. Yeah, but we got to find Reggie for that first.
What?
We got to find Reggie for that first.
Oh, true. Wisdom book it is.
So you would have taken 5d4 plus 2 psychic damage. Just rolled it out. Would have been 16. So not great.
I mean,
you probably
that would have brought me down to 12.
Yeah.
And if I gotten hit again, I probably would have went down.
Yeah.
Well, that thunderclap might have got you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been kind of tuning the fight to be a little bit harder just because
I've noticed.
Yeah. Well, you know, this too is like, I think this podcast has been fun because there's so many episodes that are like just really good role play for an hour. But when we do combat, it's like, I'm like, okay, when it does happen, it's going to be deadly. It has to be scary every time.
Stakes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, someone with 38 HP and 16 AC, I don't appreciate.
Eh, you're fine.
Yeah, we need to find a shield for me at some point.
Mm. No.
Damn, I mean, I can give you, what's it called? I can give you mine.
Yeah, you are goo.
You also just Glebner. Rage and you'll be fine.
Mark, I can give you mine because I'm going to have to get rid of it until I find an animated shield so I can use two guns.
Isn't your shield a bracer that like
yeah, but Kratos, I mean, it's still the
it's, remake
exactly, yeah.
It's still the sense of I have to have the
arm free,
the hold it in front of him,
like, so
until I get family heirloom from you.
I mean, you could go back to Philp. You go back to Philp and buy one.
Yeah.
Good old Philp.
Philp. I've got the pop filter today for Philp. But yeah, damn, you guys are scary at level 5. Yeah, like,
well, he's action surge in your ass.
I know,
with crazy. 4 attacks when I action surge, so that's
take me a while to be scary.
The shatter was really clutch.
Yeah, yeah.
That like did a big chunk to him, like to kick the fight off. That was great.
Yeah,
I love that spell.
Yeah,
I like using thematic attacks
totally
for like a shatter and a crystal creature.
Yeah, it just makes sense.
Perfect. Yeah, exactly. Yep. Yeah,
We're getting some nice fun lore.
I can't believe we got the sky map.
I appreciate you for going for that sky map with the, the punch card.
She has a maybe fraudulent punch card because where the fuck did I get a punch card? You just took it.
I don't know. You just said it with so much confidence. Yeah. I was like, yeah, I must have
tell you
a swindle punch
people.
Card.
Episodes ago.
I feel like what it really is like a bleebly.
Pamphlet,
but like he cut it in half and then just punched it.
Man, she's crud's gonna give her the business when she tries to buy a sandwich.
Where the hell did you get this?
Glebnor gave it to me. It's like, shit.
Never sold that guy the staple sandwich.
And we sell tacos now. We're a taqueria. Me and my mom means like, taqueria.
I feel like with all the buildup and like talk, like we've made this a local institution. Like he's got to keep the old menu. Like,
it's going to be separate kitchen entirely.
Well, I mean, whatever, but I think
he's
like
he's going to be working two stands.
Yeah, he's going to send Gord out to get her a staple plus, a staple deluxe, and he's going to come back with tacos.
This isn't what I asked for.
But wait till she tries them, though.
I don't know. She seems to love the staple deluxe.
It's because there was no
she
flavor.
She called it out specifically.
There's no flavor in the Underdark. They're missing the spices from above.
The spice melange.
Spice melange.
Oh, boy.
Right back to Dune.
Yeah. I mean, I got Dune on the brain pretty much constantly. No, I mean, it was funny. I've been thinking about, like, Bleebly is kind of like that kind of an arc is so funny for a name so stupid. I mean, I guess it's no stupider than Muad'Dib, so like it's kind of the same general energy.
Wait, what's the worm's name? Shai-Halud?
Yeah, Shai-Halud.
Just ripped a bunch of Middle Eastern and Arabic words.
Yeah, just mashed them together. I think that's kind of what he was doing.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like it's going to be interesting at the end of all this, depending on how many followers you guys get. Like you're becoming like a pretty legitimate threat in the like cosmology of gods
and the pantheon
here.
Of gods
because like there hasn't been an upstart god in ages. Like, there's no no new gods this whole time.
One that's specifically targeting the death of another god.
Yeah.
Coming out of the gates. Fucking running.
Swinging.
Well, yeah. I mean, they destroyed our town,
shooting my shot.
I have a question.
Yeah.
The more Krizik followers we kill, does that weaken him?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
Interesting.
I mean, gods' strength is based off of
based on how many followers they have.
Yeah. Let's start keeping track of that.
I mean, I think, but we don't know. We don't know how many they have. So yeah,
I think our followers.
But we'll know how many less they have.
That's true.
I mean, they have thousands.
Yeah, it's going to be like a negligible amount.
It's the major religion in this Aona, but
just going to genocide a whole religion.
Convert. I mean, what we're going to try and do is
aggressive conversion.
Yeah, yeah. That's the political answer.
You have them renounce. I mean, that's mainly the thing that.
Yeah,
from most of them that
to
I
directly
do.
Cut off their power stream.
I'd rather not just like straight up kill everybody as much as like murder
high level guys.
Goes.
Yeah, but like the low level parishioners
anti-us.
Yes, they are very anti-us.
If they just didn't like murder us, then we probably wouldn't meet with force. But every time we've seen one, they're like, die!
Describing like every religious conflict ever.
We're just here minding our own business.
These fucking Calvinists come over the hill, and I don't know. I don't like their vibe.
Yeah, so I guess until we meet like a cool Krizik believer, we're just gonna kill on sight because everyone we've met so far has
tried
to destroyed
kill
our town, genocide my people.
They are forcibly converting people too.
Yeah,
against
yeah.
their
yeah. yeah. I mean, it also it is you know there is like the
Not
there is
cool.
the reality of this world, which is that if Krizik were to die or be weakened enough. Then the Maelstrom will end, and the Iron Scar will no longer be a prison for the Dreadforge. So,
but if Reggie's any indication, the Dreadforge are probably easier to turn back around.
Maybe.
Yeah, we got to figure
fanatics.
Yeah. We got to figure that out at some point too. That's yeah.
We got an ambassador. Maybe if we find him,
I don't really want to put Reggie in front of any of the Dreadforge that are. Bad
in case the programming slips into him
that or if they I mean I'm assuming they hit pretty hard from the ones that we faced. I assume he'd probably get his ass whooped.
Well, he's a little guy.
Fair, yeah, so
Reggie
I mean.
Could be short guy. For regicide.
We get him in front of the king, he just starts murdering.
It's a king killing robot.
It's just a little thing.
If you know the name of the king or queen being killed, press one.
You've selected regicide.
One of the best episodes.
That's
Bard of Darkness.
Oh, God, what if we go to the Battle of the Bands one. And we see Felix and Reggie the up on Towers stage one. With the king?
No. Isn't that?
No. Bard of Darkness. Bard breaks his leg, jumping off the treehouse into the pool.
Well,
he's
killed.
Stuck. Lisa,
not Reggie, right. but
he's trying to call 911.
Yeah. The
Felix, there's no way we're taking Felix back alive. I don't think we're going to be able to take him back.
No, I mean
he spouts too many lies for us to believe him anymore.
Hold on,
Glebnor because of Glebnor's relationship with Jenry.
I fucking love Jenry.
I know,
but did we tell Pouncicles bring him in alive?
No,
we told him to track him.
Track him. Yeah,
okay. I don't.
Which he's done. Apparently,
I don't think we told him to kidnap. I don't remember exactly what we said, but I thought we only told him to track him.
Wanted.
You might have said
I pretty much told him like this man is bad, his people like murdered.
Yeah
Bouncicle is a pretty passionate dude.
He was really excited to make a new friend that spoke Minotaur.
So
me too.
He might be trying to
finally
garner some favor with our boy Toluga.
He already has.
Yeah, he does.
I know, but he doesn't know that.
I love him like a son.
Hey.
Oh shit.
Brother!
Is Bouncicles the first paladin of Bleebly? Because he did take an oath to find this guy.
Oh, does that mean he gets powered up?
If you guys accidentally created the paladin of Bleebly, that's very funny. Any of my friends listening, if anyone wants to come on and be a guest, if you want to be a Minotaur paladin, just let me know.
That sounds awesome, actually.
It sounds cool as fuck.
A gun-wielding paladin Minotaur.
It's psychotic.
And his
Who
guns
also
are
might
just
be part
muscles.
Rogue?
Bouncicles, I gave him like 2 rogue levels so he could like do some extra sneaking and stuff. Yeah. I figured he basically
a gigantic like tippy toeing.
His horn sticks out.
Yeah.
Well, I was kind of thinking, I'm like, okay.
It's like a coat rag.
You basically like put him.
A
coat rack on his horn? Is that what you just said?
Yeah, he just starts hiding in like buildings as like a coat rack.
It's a fucking trench coat.
The way I thought of it was like, I'm like, oh, you basically set him on the path of being like an inquisitor rogue, where it's like he's just like finding clues and like hunting this guy. But yeah, I thought it'd be funny to give him a couple rogue levels.
Yeah, because I specifically told him like, be safe.
Yeah,
don't hurt yourself. Yeah. Like, we want to know where he is. If you can get Reggie, return him to us, or if you could tell Reggie where we are so that he can come to us.
Yeah.
Perfect. But like, don't engage because this man can be like super dangerous.
Yeah. Well, don't worry, everybody. All will be revealed in the next episode of Dicey Situations. Mark, can you take us out?
As always, folks, I thank you from the bottom of my gooey Glebnor heart for listening. If you could do us all a favor, rate, review, subscribe. I'm back on this, apparently. And please, again, tell your friends. We're fun. We laugh. Who doesn't like fun and laughter? Krizik. And if you don't do that, we'll never rebuild the house! Keep it dicey.
This has been a Business Shark production.